Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we'll be talking about creative research in animal biology for Commonwealth. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Erdogan Memeli, Associate Professor at the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences at Mississippi State University, also with Ms. Shannon Kate Thompson, Junior majoring in biochemistry at Mississippi State. So, Dr. Memeli, tell me about research programs in your laboratory and your philosophies.
Amy, a wide spectrum of students, including high school, undergraduate, graduate, and postdoctorals, conduct research in our laboratory. We study mammalian gametes, embryos, as well as stem cells, and our goal is to improve fertility and regenerative medicine using functional genomics and epigenomics approaches.
All right, so Kate, tell me about your academic upbringing.
Sure. I graduated from the Mississippi School for Mathematics and Science in Columbus, Mississippi for high school, and then I was invited to attend Mississippi State as part of their Shackles Honors College and Presidential Scholarship Program.
Now, tell me briefly about your research.
Well, I've been pursuing mentored research in three main research areas in Dr. Memeli's laboratory, where most of the projects are collaborative, and my first project was about male mammalian infertility. The objectives were to identify the nature of mammalian sperm-borne microRNAs, as well as their target genes and their involvement in embryonic development. And I've really enjoyed this project, not just because of my leadership role, but also due to the significance of the findings. A full understanding of what microRNAs from the sperm are supplying to the egg at fertilization has great implications for male infertility treatments. I also particularly enjoyed this project because of the unique blend of computational and molecular biology techniques that I used to produce my results. And my second project is about cryopreservation of mammalian sperm, where I collaborated with my fellow researcher, Alexis Parisi, to improve sperm viability. This biotechnology project is really important because cryopreservation is heavily used in both biomedical and agricultural research. For example, artificial insemination and in vitro fertilization are widely used in both human and animal reproduction. So improvements in sperm cryopreservation can reduce damage and increase the success rate of the assisted reproductive technologies. And currently, I'm starting my third project, which is involving adult stem cells. And specifically, I'm working with adipose-derived stem cells and their markers. But in addition to research, I've also been trained in scientific thinking and communication. For example, I've learned how to find new ideas for innovative research and design experiments. I've also learned how to develop research proposals, abstracts, and posters for conferences, and research manuscripts for scientific publications.
Okay, so tell me about how you've been disseminating your research results and how research experience helps students.
Well, it's really important that scientific research be disseminated to the public so that society can understand the progress that we are making and benefit from the new knowledge. I've presented my research at three research symposia, and I was also funded by the National Science Foundation and the American Society for Cell Biology to present research at the annual conference of the American Society of Cell Biology. And I think it's really important not only to present research to other scientists, but to present to high school and college students to get them interested in careers in science early. I've lectured to MSMS and Mississippi State students on my current research and my future goals as a scientist. And it was really great for the students to see what research is, all the different ways that it can benefit society, and how they can get involved. Because I've just benefited so much from my experience in research, and I want to share this experience with others. While working as an undergraduate researcher, I developed and sharpened my skills in leadership, critical thinking, time management, problem solving, and creativity. And I want more students to see these benefits and take advantage of all the undergraduate research opportunities that Mississippi State has to offer.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Now, tell me about some of your achievements in research.
Sure. Well, I was awarded the National Science Foundation's Undergraduate Research and Mentoring Fellowship, and that's whenever I began working with Dr. Memeli under his mentorship. And my research was later funded by the National Science Foundation's Research Experience for Undergraduates Fellowship in Computational Biology, and that program is directed by Dr. Perkins of the Department of Computer Science and Engineering right here at Mississippi State. And recently, I was awarded a Goldwater Honorable Mention for my STEM research.
Okay, so it sounds like you've done really well. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Erdogan Memeli, Mississippi State University Associate Professor at the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences, and also Shannon Kate Thompson, Junior, majoring in biochemistry at MSU. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.